the Shaw Charity Classic getting set for it. We were there yesterday morning, the first day of 2 days of Pro-Ams taking place. And our next guest is involved. He's right up to his teeth in all of it, which is no surprise to anyone who's ever listened to the Jim Rome Show or is familiar with the career and the life of Steve Elkington. Elk, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, fellas.
Welcome back to Calgary. What's shaking?
Mate, I can't believe how good the weather is here. 60 degrees. I've been in Houston. It's been 120. I've got a sweater on, and I pulled it out of the packet today, mate, and it hasn't had to wear for about a year.
But it was nice yesterday, right? You had a little bit of sweat going yesterday.
Did I have a bit of sweat, did I?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Well, I'm guessing, you know. Get a little swass going when you're out in the course. How was the Pro-Am?
Oh, mate, the golf course is in such mint condition. It's better than it was last year. I mean, what do you guys do up here with the turf? It's just so lush.
We had a great summer. We had the rain when we needed it, and then it was hot and dry when it needed to come. So, yeah, I don't know the last time for Canyon Meadows that it's been this great. It's perfect for you guys getting going.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm out this morning early to play. Of course, we start our tournament tomorrow, and, you know, we got a great sponsor here in Shaw, and I got to go downtown the other night to the Pro-Am party and check out the city. Mate, it's a good spot up here. I see why you like it.
Yeah, so you were in Banff, I understand.
I was going to try to shoot my show in Banff, but we had a hiccup on some stuff, so we went to D'Arcy Ranch and shot it there, and that was a super, super fine, mate.
Now, you, because I talked to some people, you went to Banff last year for the first time ever, is that right?
That's right. I would have to consider Banff Springs and that whole area up there probably in the top three picturesque places on earth.
Yeah.
But as you know, that I'm doing this show called The Rural Golfer, and we've shot two shows in Canada this year, one up in Niagara Falls with my co-founder, who's Canadian. But the other show we shot this week was here, and we focused on Spruce Meadows, which is where I parked the big show. And we did Lisa Longball out at D'Arcy Ranch. So we had a real Calgarian in Lisa Longball.
It's hilarious, dude. As soon as they knew you were coming, and it's been a while, all this week, where's the bus? Where's the motorhome? Where is Elk Park the big show? I feel like you have no privacy because you can't hide in that thing. What's it like traveling with your motorhome?
Well, I don't do that, mate. I let Craig, Big Show Craig, set it up.
Yeah.
As soon as he puts the green light up on the board, mate, that's when I come in. I don't fool around with driving it.
No, of course. You're no flunky, right?
But, mate, I've got the biggest mobile home in the world. I got it from Will Smith. He had it on TV one time. He was shooting Men in Black, and he had a recording studio in it. Anyway, I just called the company, and he was getting out of it, and I got the guy that owns it, Anderson Mobile Estates, to take it up to Pebble Beach to let me look at it. And, mate, I said, this is what the Champions Tour is all about right here. No more hotels for the Elk. I'm going to get the big show. I put a putting green in it, a couple bars, got the full shower, kitchen, whole show, mate.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I saw a picture. You got the, what is it, a zebra skin rug?
Yeah, mate. Got to have that.
Yeah. So, but you must have some stories because, yeah, you fly in and then you're in the big show. But do you have, like, the hooligans and the Lugans banging on the windows in the middle of the night?
Try not to do that if we can. But we do get tips. I mean, we take viewers coming into Twitter at ruralgolfer.com or ElkPGA. We like to take ideas from people why we should come to their town and who we should meet to shoot the Rural Golfer. Now, The Rural Golfer is just a show about people that love golf. It's just a passion show. So, you know, we finish up digging into, the back streets and the little courses that every one of you guys play. And we highlight these characters, mate. And we've had a ball this year shooting The Rural Golfer.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because to do a golf show, there's a lot of them out there. How do you create something that's different? How do you make it entertaining for people who are maybe just average golfers as opposed to the diehards? How did you come around to getting this the Rural Golfer to the form that we see it today?
Well, I've had a website called Secret in the Dirt, which is highly populated by Canadians. It's our second biggest base of people in there. And we've been shooting instruction videos in there for 4 years. So I didn't want to shoot any more instruction videos on a TV show. Now, we do have instruction on each show that someone, the diehards get out of it. But mostly, we just want to shoot passion and why people love the golf. You know, this week we had Lisa Longbore, who's just a long driver girl, who flies at like 300. She's coming in nationals next week. That's cool. But we've seen some other great things. Johnny Rogers, who plays, he's Canadian football up here. He was the Heisman Trophy at Nebraska. He loves golf. I mean, I've shot ropers, world champion ropers that competed in your Calgary deal up here. We shot them. They all love golf. So, mate, it's universal wherever you go that people just dig golf. And I tell you what other people are digging is they're watching that show and they're like, hey, every course that we shoot is public. So if you like our show, you can go there and play.
We are chatting with the legendary Steve Elkington in town for the Shaw Charity Classic here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Elk, yeah, you're an Aussie. What's it like being back in the Commonwealth? You like getting north of the 49th here?
Yeah, I do. I do like coming to Canada. Canadians are good people because they're so much like Australians. They work hard all day, and then at the end of the day, if you're with a Canadian, you look at one another at sundown. They're like, "Where's the bar?" You know. So, you know, and the other thing is they love their sport, mate. People say, "Oh, are you surprised that there's tons of people come to the Shaw Classic?" Mate, I'm not surprised at all. I used to play with Mike Weir on the tour, and mate, we'd be in Greensboro at 7 o'clock tee time on the back nine, and there'd be 4,000 Canadians out there waiting to see Mike Weir hit the ball. I mean, they're fanatical, which yeah. I love. It's great.
How do you enjoy the Champions Tour? It seems like it's a little easier on the guys. There's no cuts. It's three rounds. You could kick the feet up a little more, right?
That's right. That's right. It's a little bit of hit and giggle in the pro-ams and stuff, but we make sure our amateurs have a great time. But the nice thing about Champions Tour is everyone, you know, out here, you know, all you guys have followed these guys, whether you're talking about, you know, Tom Watson or Craig Stadler or whoever, you know, Hale Irwin, everyone knows them. And then, but I tell you what, once the gun goes off on Sunday and you earn in a paycheck, then it all of a sudden we have a flashback to 1975, these guys, and they go berserk. And we're shooting scores out here that's just unreal.
So who's, you're on the Champions Tour. Like you say, you bring in the big show, you're going to have some fun. Every stop becomes an event. Who's on the Champions Tour when we watch this weekend? Who are some of the good boys? Who likes to come and have a pint or two with you? And who are some of the sticks in the mud that you're working on to loosen up a little bit?
Well, I don't have time to worry about the guys that are sticks in the mud, but I'll tell you a couple of guys. Rocco Mediate is one of my top friends. We shot a show around Rocco in Minnesota a couple of weeks back. That's a show that you shouldn't miss. And Mark Calcavecchi is a close friend of mine. He has a bus, too. We call it the mini show. So he always parks with us. But there's a lot of guys, John Cook, some of my, Nick Price, these guys that, you know, we played together for 30 years. So, you know, it's not just a drunk fest. We are out here hitting the ball. There's no point coming to Calgary if you can get drunk at home, right?
Yeah.
So we want to play good golf while we're here, you know.
And I think that's the kind of the thing that for people that came last year to the Shaw Charity Classic and they come again, I think they will be surprised that this is as competitive as it is. Yeah, like you say, we're about having a good time, and yeah, we're no longer on the pressure of the PGA. But you know what? When we're on the course, if we're going to play, we may as well try and win this thing.
Yeah, and there's plenty of money, mate. I mean, Bernard Langer is an absolute machine. I think he's already up to like $2 million this year, and we're only sort of 2/3 of the way through it. But you know, like I said, a lot of guys are still trying to make a living. I saw Hale Irwin in Minnesota 4 weeks ago shoot break his age 3 days in a row. I mean, he shot 68. He's 68, 69 years old, mate. He 67, 66, 68. I mean, that's just mind-boggling to me in a tournament. And I'm pretty amazed at some of these guys. Bob Gilder shot 63 the other day. He's 63 years old. And then I see a guy like Rocco last year. He shoot 22 under. And I'm like, I'm just shaking my head. I mean, I can't see 22 under around this track out here.
Yeah. So tell me about the course. You got on it yesterday, right?
Yes, sir. The course is, you know, basically Canyon Meadows. I mean, probably people are pretty familiar. It's a pretty flat course. It's got a few rolling hills, but it's a narrow golf course. It's in superb condition. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. And they've got a super field. Freddie Couples is here. Bernard Langer's here. All the top players are here. And, you know, one of the stops that I think one of the reasons the guys like to come up to Calgary is, you know, we don't get to go. We haven't ever been up here very much. And then the second thing, the weather's so good. We play so much hot weather in the summer that everyone's like, oh, can't wait to get to Canada. Can't wait to get to Canada. So we love it.
I understand that they tried to make the rough a little bit thicker. They not embarrassed, but to see Rocco go as low as he did last year, I heard they made some steps to try and make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, well, I hadn't seen that, mate. I was in the fairway yesterday all the day, so I'll check that out today.
Stupid question by me. Should have known, right?
That's where we golf.
You know what, Steve Elkington, you are in some ways you're a breath of fresh air. People always want a piece of you. You saw that yesterday. Everywhere you go on this Champions Tour, people want to talk to you. You speak your mind, and to some that's refreshing, and to some they can't handle that. You're not changing. You're Steve Elkington. You speak your mind. I guess with Twitter and social media and that, you get all kinds of feedback. Is the pressure to be more reined in? Do you feel any pressure to not be as vocal and speak your mind like you do?
Well, I do. I've gotten in trouble before on Twitter for different things. And, you know, I suppose a lot of Canadian people, you know, like Australian people, you know, we don't talk a lot of rubbish down in Australia. We get down to the bottom of it. But, you know, it's a very politically correct world there, and there certainly should be some things that we all have to adhere to. But I think there is a very large population, at least from my perspective. I feel like there's a lot of people that relate to me and are just sort of fed up with a little bit of this and that. But I like to have a fun. I like to be serious when I play. But at the end of the day, mate, you've got to live your life the way you want to and have a few laughs, mate. It's not, you know, people lose their sense of humor. That's, you know, they're all looking to, you know, take someone down. It's really not that way years ago, was it?
It wasn't. It's as someone who works in the media full time, I can tell you, it's a whole new world. Steve Elkington, our guest. The pro-ams continue today. How many stops on the Champions Tour are there? Four pro-ams. Each of these groups paying $20,000 to play with you guys. The support here in Calgary has been phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, Shaw's an unreal sponsor, and you know, there's all kind of great companies. You know, out here this week. Just to go back to that political correctness, my executive producer, Judith Coleman, is standing right here. And my driver is called Big Black, which is because it's black and it's long and I hit it forever. And she's looking at me with her mouth open right now. And then when you hit it in the center, it's called In the Honey Hole. And now I'm allowed to use either one of those terms, but I can't use them in the same sentence.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? And she's got her hands up now with her walking the other direction right now.
Going to make her earn her money today.
Yeah. Does she ever leave your side? I mean, she must have you on a leash.
No, she does not leave my side. So, but hey, we're having fun.
Attaboy, Steve. Hey, Elk, appreciate it, man. When we knew you were coming and everything, everybody was like, you got to get Elk. We appreciate it. Looking forward to watch the show and everything that you do. You're one of a kind, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thanks, fellas.
Good luck.
Steve Elkington, one of a kind indeed. And he does. He speaks his mind, and some people love it. They can't believe the stuff he says, and they can't get enough. And then sometimes maybe he crosses the line for others and they can't believe that he said that and he's insensitive and he's this and he's that. And he, if not unapologetic, he is what he is and accepts it.
Is that not a guy you want to go have a half dozen beers with? Are you kidding me?